Excerpt from Abash's article. There should be a set time every day when each one speaks of the importance of the society, what he stands to gain from the society, what he hopes to get from the society, which by himself he cannot obtain. By this, one gains appreciation for the society. Again, the order of the assembly. There needs to be a set time every day where each one speaks of the importance of the society, of what he stands to gain from the society and what he hopes to get from the society, which by himself he cannot obtain. By this, one gains appreciation for the society. Active workshop in the tents. Each friend speaks in praise of the society. Again, each one speaks in praise of the society. It is impossible to attain the Creator without the society, without a tent. And so it's impossible to really put a value on the society. This is the place of the revelation of the Creator, and the Creator is more important than everything, from everything in our lives.
It ends up being the importance of the Creator is the same level of the importance of the group. Actually, now and after this Independence Day, it's very clear how the Creator can only dress in this society to the extent that He is present in the society and the members of it. And that's what's special about our society as well, that without the presence of the Creator in it, there is no society. It's just a collection of, like, a herd.
A holy herd. Each one of this herd, the Creator handpicked from amongst the 7 billion people. Look at each other very closely, the people in this room. The Creator chose them. Perhaps He could have chosen better, at least as far as, myself. But still, into this thing He just pours Himself. And this is the beginning of correction.
In every moment in life, a person is looking around and searches for a new environment. And for us, the Creator has chosen the environment, and we can rely on His making the best choice for us.
And now we choose our environment. We choose it to be better and better. We discover such high, lofty qualities in it such depths, and only the Creator can show us all that through the society.
Yeah, and from Rav's Twitter, the people of Israel was chosen as a group of people to be a channel that connects humanity and the Creator. The correction has to happen in the nations of the world specifically, and the people of Israel are the passageway for it. They exist to bring everyone to correction. So, there's no correction without Creator, and there's no Creator without Israel. So a person has to be included in the concept of the Ten, the concept of Israel, and be included and turn to the Creator from that.
Yes, and each time we have another opportunity to thank the Creator for bringing us to this society where we have free choice, we are able to achieve independence, where we can feel our connection to Him through the connection between us. From day to day, to choose more and more to come to a truer connection with Him. And that also brings Him contentment.
Another excerpt from Rabash, from the order of the assembly, and in regards to love of friends, to the praise of society, it brings the matter of love of friends, that by connecting with the friends, it can come to greatness of the Creator. Since all the world is immersed in self-love, and He wants to take the path of bestowal, which goes against the reason of the world, because that's the nature we were born with. By the purpose of creation, as it is said, the desire to benefit the created beings. Again, in regards to the praise of society, he brings the matter of love of friends, that by connecting with the friends, one can come to greatness of the Creator. Since all the world is immersed in self-love, and he wishes to take the path of bestowal, which goes against the reason of the world, because that is the nature we were born with, due to the purpose of creation, which is, as it is said, the desire to benefit the created beings. Active workshop. Everyone tells the Ten what is greatness of the Creator for him, in a way that the friends will also absorb his greatness. Again, everyone tells the Ten what is greatness of the Creator, so that the friends will also absorb his greatness.
So the greatness, the exaltedness of the Lord is here. It's what we have here. Because as the Rabash wrote, those who seek the Lord's greatness seek it egoistically. And we've received the Lord's greatness in a true, pure way, perhaps not so pleasant to the will to receive always, because it goes against the ego. But what we have here is simply a picture which shows us very clearly that the love of others is the greatness of the Creator. There is no other expression of the greatness of the Creator but some kind of pureness which is most sublime, superior to all the other desires which only want for themselves, for their own sake.
The Creator is the power of bestowal and love. It's the upper force. It's the reason for creation and the result for creation. Everything is focused on Him, none else besides Him. And millions are saying that only the Creator exists, but we have to actually discover Him. Discover that it's truly so.
And this revelation takes place primarily in the Ten, in the society. And it happens to the extent that we annul ourselves towards the society. I think here, all the people sitting here just annulled their own desires, gave up success in other fields in life, gave everything, devoted it all to the Creator, and I think it's a great privilege to sit among friends to whom the upper force gave this desire, this slack to discover Him. That is the greatness of the society and the greatness of the friends.
Seems like 90% of the population in the world believes in one way or another in some higher power called God. And here we receive the greatness of a higher force from the friends. And it's not just a greatness and importance, but we create an environment in which we want to be a part of that force, and that doesn't exist in any other place.
Yes, the greatness of the Creator means to see the greatness in you, the devotion, the greatness in you. It's such a powerful force that uplifts the person. It uplifts me. I want to be as high as you, as tall as you, a huge leverage for growth, for growing.
Greatness of the Creator, that He takes the lower one from the lowest of places, from the being the littlest and lowest of creatures, and takes him and puts him among these greatest friends, and among them he has the privilege to discover him in this tent.
Yes, I agree with the friends. It's the greatness of others. It's not dual to receive. It's after the person annuls himself, and then comes the question, why should I work for that and not for my own sake? That's above reason. Just so, it's the third fear, it's what we can gain in the ten by annulling towards one another. It's not something that can be explained, meaning who needs it, why is it a good thing, what is it for?
It's just a great goal that we have here together. זכרתי לחסד נעוריי, אהבת כלולותיי, אהבת כלולותיי. לך תחריי במדבר, בארץ זו זרוח. לך תחריי.